Hi, this is Nitun here from Bangladesh. You are listening to Everybody ESL. Enjoy.
Welcome to episode 64 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have another good episode for you today. We're going to talk about grammar and vocabulary and small talk and a lot more. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this episode. You might be surprised how many times people have asked me about this week's vocabulary theme. Actually, it's probably only two or three times, but I still think it's something that people have a lot of questions about. And the theme is movie genres. Do you know that word, genre? Well, it comes from French, and it means a style or a variety or a category. And it's spelled G-E-N-R-E. And at least in English, we pronounce that genre. A genre, like I said, is a category of story. So we talk about different genres of books and music and art and movies and other things like that. And today I want to teach you about eight movie genres. There are more than eight of them, but this is a good list to learn. The first word on our list of genres is comedy. C-O-M-E-D-Y. A comedy is a movie or a book or a story that makes you laugh. That's really all there is to it. Comedies are funny. And the genre that is sometimes thought of as the opposite of comedy is drama. D-R-A-M-A. Dramas are usually serious stories. They're often very realistic. They're often about people who resemble real people. So dramas are usually serious, realistic stories about regular people. The next one is romance. R-O-M-A-N-C-E. Romances are also called love stories. These are usually stories about romantic relationships, where we watch a couple meet and then maybe break up and get back together. And there's a special name for romance movies that are also funny. Movies that combine romance and comedy. These are sometimes called rom-coms. R-O-M-C-O-M. It's like a mixture of the words romance and comedy. A romantic comedy is sometimes called a rom-com. The next kind of movie I'm going to introduce to you is action. A-C-T-I-O-N. Action movies usually involve a lot of action. They involve things like adventure and car chases and explosions and disasters and things like that. Action movies usually involve a lot of special effects, where computers are used to make incredible things look real. The next one on our list is mystery. M-Y-S-T-E-R-Y. Mysteries are usually about a crime, and we watch the police try to figure out who committed the crime, or we watch the police try to catch the person they think committed the crime, or we learn all about the criminal and what the criminal is thinking and why he does the things that he does. Mysteries are sometimes known by a different word, and this is an interesting word, I think. The word is whodunit. W-H-O-D-U-N-I-T. whodunit is kind of a funny way of saying who did it. And that question, who did it or who done it, is compacted into one word. And that one word, whodunit, is another word for a mystery, because many mysteries are about trying to figure out who committed the crime, putting all of the clues together, finding all of the evidence, and tracking the movements of the killer, and finding out who did it. How about a horror movie? Do you know about horror movies? That can be a difficult word to say, horror. It's spelled H-O-R-R-O-R, horror. Horror movies are about people, or monsters, or strange magical forces that do bad and scary things to people. Horror movies are scary. Horror movies make you worry that something is creeping down the hallway at night in the dark, and you wonder when the people will see the monster or the evil person who is coming to get them. The next one is fantasy. F-A-N-T-A-S-Y. A fantasy is a kind of a dream or imaginary situation. But when we talk about fantasy movies or fantasy books, we're usually talking about stories that involve magic and strange creatures like elves or unicorns or goblins or wizards, things like that. That's usually what we're thinking of when we describe a movie as a fantasy movie. And the last word on our list of genre vocabulary is science fiction. That's actually two words, science, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, and fiction, F-I-C-T-I-O-N. Now, science fiction is often abbreviated as sci-fi, S-C-I-F-I, sci-fi. It's short for science fiction. Science fiction stories are usually about technology, or the future, or outer space. Often, science fiction movies take place on other planets, or in outer space, or in a future world where we get to imagine what life would be like 100 or 1,000 years in the future, and we can see the kind of technology that people use then, and we see the kind of problems that people in the future might face. Well, those are 8 different movie genres. So tell me, have you seen any good movies lately? Today's small talk topic, or social situation, is a very simple one. I think it's a very common experience, and learning how to deal with it is very easy. Here is the situation I'm thinking of. You're out somewhere, maybe at the mall, or at a grocery store, or walking in the park, and you see someone who has something that you want to know more about. Maybe the person is wearing a necklace that you think is very pretty, or maybe they have some food that they got from a restaurant, or maybe they're carrying an umbrella that you like. And you would like to know where they got this thing, because maybe you would like to go get one for yourself. All you have to do is say to the person, "Excuse me," because, as I have mentioned before, this is usually how we start a conversation with a stranger. We say, "Excuse me." Okay, so you start by saying, "Excuse me. Excuse me, where did you get that?" Maybe it's obvious what you're referring to. Maybe the person is eating something and you can just point to it. "Excuse me, where did you get that?" And if it's not obvious, if you're talking about their necklace or a hat they're wearing, then you could say, "Excuse me, where did you get that necklace?" Or, "Excuse me, where did you get that hat?" Or whatever it is you want to find out about. If the person bought this thing nearby, they'll say something like, "Oh, well, I got this sandwich at that cafe right on the corner." Or, "I bought this hat at that shop down at the mall." And then they will tell you the name of the shop. Of course, it's also possible that they didn't buy this thing. Maybe somebody bought it for them and they don't know where it came from. In that case, they'll say something like, "Oh, this scarf? Oh, it was a gift. I'm not sure where it came from." So that's all you need to do if you want to find out where somebody bought something that you might like to buy. You just need to say, "Excuse me, where did you get that?" Or, "Excuse me, where did you get that thing?" if it's not obvious what you're talking about. So now, if you find yourself in this very common situation, you will know what to say. Today's grammar lesson is all about two very simple and very common English words. I'm talking about the pronouns I and me. And what I'm going to tell you about today is something that is probably not in your textbook. And this is the kind of lesson I really enjoy giving, because this is my chance to teach you about natural, conversational English. And this is the kind of thing that textbooks and classes often don't include. Okay, well, let's think back to what textbooks do say about the pronouns I and me. In the first case, they will tell you that I is used when the speaker is the subject of the sentence, when the speaker is doing the action of the verb. For instance, "I see my cat." In that sentence, the speaker, that's me, the speaker sees the cat. I am the one who is seeing. It's me. I see the cat. Okay, well, how do we use the pronoun me? We use the pronoun me when the speaker is the object of the verb, or the object of a preposition, when the speaker is not the one doing the thing. So I could say, "My cat sees me." I am the thing that the cat sees. The cat is the subject. The cat is seeing. I am an object. I am the thing that is seen. And so we use the form me. We never say, "My cat sees I." That sounds very unnatural, very strange. I think somebody would understand you if you said that sentence, but it sounds very weird. "My cat sees me. I see my cat. My cat sees me." So we use I or me depending on the role of the speaker in the sentence. Is the speaker doing the thing? Well, then the speaker is probably the subject, and we use I. Or is somebody else doing the thing to the speaker? In that case, we use the pronoun me. Okay, so far, so good. Your textbook tells you that, and your textbook is right. But here's what your textbook might not tell you. It is very common in conversational, casual English for people to use the pronoun me when it is part of a compound subject. That sounds very complicated, but it's not. It's very simple. When the subject of the sentence is a compound, in other words, when it's two people doing something, instead of just one person doing something, it is very common for native English speakers to use me and the other subject instead of saying I and the other subject or the other subject and I. Let me give you an example. Let's say I have made arrangements with my friend. We are going to have lunch near the museum tomorrow. So I can say, "My friend and I ate lunch near the museum." Perfectly fine. That is a perfectly fine sentence. Notice, the subject is a compound subject. It's somebody and somebody. My friend and I ate lunch near the museum. But I can also say, "Me and my friend ate lunch near the museum." Now, this goes against all of the rules. I think most textbooks will tell you, "No, do not do that. Never. It is not okay. You cannot use me when it is the subject of the sentence. But I am here to tell you that even if your textbooks say you cannot do that, even if your teacher tells you you cannot do that, many native English speakers do this in very casual, very informal conversation. I don't think we ever do it in writing, and we never do it in formal or very polite situations. But if I am just talking with my friends or my family, I might say something like, "Me and my friend saw the cat yesterday." And that sounds totally fine, totally natural. I understand that it breaks a rule, but still, even if it breaks a rule, it is still something that many native English speakers say. They will say, "Me and somebody did something." Even though "me" should not be used as a subject, well, sometimes it is. When the situation is very informal, when it is speech and not writing, and when the subject is a compound, "me and somebody did something." So I think it is perfectly okay for you to do this too, as long as you know that it is very casual English. And if your teacher tells you, "Do not do that," well, I don't want you to get a bad grade, so make sure you don't do that in class. But in actual conversations with friends, I think it is perfectly okay. And now it's time for the joke of the week. A joke that is probably not very funny, but a joke that you might like anyway. Here is this week's joke. What five-letter word becomes shorter if you add two letters to it? What five-letter word becomes shorter if you add two letters to it?
Well, how does that make sense? If you add two letters, how can it
be shorter if you add
letters to it?
That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand this one.
How does this one work?
Actually, once you hear the answer, you will understand. And here is the answer. What five-letter word becomes shorter if you add two letters to it? Well, that five-letter word that becomes shorter if you add two letters to it is the word short. S-H-O-R-T. And if you add two letters to it, E-R, it becomes the word shorter. So it doesn't become a shorter word. It doesn't become a word that is less long, but it becomes the word shorter. So you start out with the five-letter word short, S-H-O-R-T. You add the two letters E-R, and it becomes the word shorter. I don't know, I think this one's pretty good. What do you think about this one? It's quiz time, and if you haven't taken one of these quizzes before, let me tell you how it works. I'm going to read four sentences, and I'm going to read each one two times, and I'm going to read them pretty quickly at a natural speed. And after I have read each sentence twice at a fast speed, I will read each one again much more slowly so that you can understand every word. And I will make sure to explain any interesting or unusual vocabulary or grammar that might come up. Okay, are you ready? Here is sentence number one. See if you can understand the whole thing. "Excuse me, could you tell me where you got that sandwich?" "Excuse me, could you tell me where you got that sandwich?" Sentence number two. "When I was a kid, I hated horror movies, but now I kind of like them." "When I was a kid, I hated horror movies, but now I kind of like them." Sentence number three. "Me and my brother went for a long drive in the country." "Me and my brother went for a long drive in the country." And sentence number 4. Her favorite kind of movie is sci-fi. Her favorite kind of movie is sci-fi. Okay, how did you do when I read the sentences at that normal, conversational, fast speed? Were you able to understand all of the words? Well, let's see how you do when I read the sentences much more slowly. Sentence number 1. Excuse me, could you tell me where you got that sandwich? Excuse me, could you tell me where you got that sandwich? Sentence number 2. When I was a kid, I hated horror movies. But now, I kind of like them. When I was a kid, I hated horror movies. But now, I kind of like them. And in case you have forgotten, horror is one of the movie genres that we talked about in the vocabulary section, and horror is spelled H-O-R-R-O-R. How about kind of, when I said, but now I kind of like them? In this sentence, kind of means a little bit. In other words, but now I like horror movies a little bit. Sentence number 3. Me and my brother went for a long drive in the country. Me and my brother went for a long drive in the country. Now, this kind of compound subject, me and my brother, was what we talked about in this episode's grammar lesson, where I explained how native English speakers often use me as the subject if it's part of a compound subject, like in this sentence, me and my brother went for a long drive in the country. And sentence number 4. Her favorite kind of movie is sci-fi. Her favorite kind of movie is sci-fi. And sci-fi is an abbreviated form of science fiction, which is a movie genre. Okay, well, how did you do on this episode's listening quiz? And that's the end of episode 64 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have suggestions or comments for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record the introduction to a future episode, the same way Neetoon did for the introduction at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.